This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Documents received from the EPA through a public disclosure request seem to indicate the agency was fully aware the What's Upstream campaign was using taxpayer money to fund their anti-farming lobbying efforts. Director Gerald Barron says former EPA Region 10 Director Dennis McLaren was in charge when the questions arose.
We do not believe he's an objective voice. We also don't believe he's an honest voice. And we will show the great discrepancy there is between his statement about this and the reality of the What's Upstream situation and his role in it. And we're concerned about the direction that Puget Sound Partnership is taking and the loss of confidence that farmers have in the Puget Sound Partnership as a result of this unfortunate appointment and some directions that we see coming from there.
Barron says after McLaren's appointment to the Leadership Council, Governor Inslee bears a share of the responsibility.
To put someone in that position on this state agency with this kind of track record, as farmers have said, this is a slap in the face of the whole farming community. And it's not something that we're going to sit by and quietly accept. We will use all available means to make people understand that what Mr. McLaren has done to the farming community and what it looks like he is intent on continuing to do is something that we simply will not accept.
Barron says Safe Family Farming is still reviewing all the information contained in the documents and will decide how to move forward very soon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.